Well, hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Green Fleet Radio. Today, our guest is Mr. Trey Wadsworth. He's the Director of Transportation for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Trey, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carl.
Well, I know NERPC is the Metropolitan Planning Organization, or MPO, for Lake Porter and LaPorte counties, but what should our listeners know about what MPOs do?
MPOs were created by the federal government back in the 60s to help make sure that local priorities were reflected in transportation investments in their areas. So we really work with all of our local communities to make sure that the federal transportation dollars we receive in the region are used effectively and towards the priorities that really are reflected by what our customers need.
You know, Trey, I know a lot of people, you know, work, all of our communities work with NERPC, and I know that you're relatively new to NERPC, and why don't you tell our listeners where you're from?
I'm originally from upstate New York. I started my career in Boston, Massachusetts, working for the Massachusetts Department of Transportation. Got some great training there, and I'm using it here in northwestern Indiana now.
And we're so glad you're here. And so when you talk about planning initiatives, what kind of planning initiatives are underway at NERPC?
Right now, we're kicking off the development of our next long-range plan. Every 4 years, we're required by our federal partners to update our long-range plan. It looks out at least 20 years into the future to see what kind of investments into our transportation system are needed. So we're going to get underway on updating the plan, and we're going to look out to 2050 this time.
So as we talk about, what kind of things guide the development of this 2050 plan?
In large part, there are some federal requirements that guide it, some of the national planning goals, but as most importantly are the priorities of the region from the people we hear from.
And so what are some of the issues that the 2050 plan will address?
Yeah. So we are going to be actually taking a very interesting approach to this plan using what we call a qualitative scenario planning process. And that sounds a lot very wonky, but it allows us to envision different types of futures that we might experience. So we're going to investigate different influences and trends that the transportation system and other issues like the environment and economic development are currently experiencing. So for instance, one of the things we will look at as an influence is technology.
Sure.
And how that's changing the transportation system. For instance, our partners in Chicago have been doing a lot of research about how Uber and Lyft are impacting the transit system. Here in the region, it could be very different for us because they could connect people to opportunities in a way that we currently can't with the transit systems we have today. But trying to understand those influences and understand how they'll impact our future. Another one is demography. Who lives in the region and how is it changing?
A lot of change going on. And I know, you know, all the NERPC meetings are publicly open. And, you know, we would suggest that, you know, folks get involved with some of this public planning. So how can people actually participate in this plan?
Yep. So we are actually underway now on reaching out to folks to participate in the long range plan. We have four different periods in which we're going to be working with the public to set the priorities for this plan. The first engagement effort is going to be setting the vision for the plan and trying to make sure that we've got the direction that we want collectively as a region, and then we'll be doing surveys, public meetings, and so we hope folks can participate in those.
Sure, and how can people find out about NERPC and some of the other great programs that you're working on?
One of the best ways is social media, of course. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter as well. You can sign up for our emails and just if you can, come in person.
Absolutely. So as we talk about the future of Northwest Indiana and we talk about, you know, some of these trends, is there a model that we follow here with NERPC? I know there's not a perfect model or perfect scenario, but is there a model?
One of the best ways to do that, I think, is to look at some of our peer regions around the nation. There are some instances where Northwest Indiana is in many ways connected to a larger metropolitan area like Chicago. So looking at some of those other examples, there's a region in southeastern Massachusetts that's very connected to Boston, but has the same kind of composition that we have here with smaller cities spread across a region. So seeing how they handle the issues with being next to a big city, as well as having a whole bunch of little smaller cities in the region and connecting all those people and jobs.
A huge undertaking. You know, as just recently, I know that the president in Congress and Senate passed the omnibus bill, and you know I know that there's a big influence on improving infrastructure. And how will that impact Northwest Indiana?
Because we principally do program federal investments funding for transportation, we're looking forward to those resources coming into the region and working with our communities to identify the best projects to make for our people.
And then as we look forward to the 2050 analysis, what are some of the things that you might anticipate that might be coming out that is different than now?
Potentially looking at different partnerships that we can build with different organizations throughout the region, as well as really focusing in on some of the major investments that are about to get underway, like the South Shoreline Extension and double tracking. Where can we best harness those investments to make an impact for the region in terms of jobs and connectivity to those jobs and new and great places to live?
Absolutely. And again, I think it's an exciting time to be involved with transportation planning, and we're excited to be a partner with NERPC, and we look forward to all these different activities that are going to continue to happen. But as we come to the end of our program, Trey, is there any closing thoughts that you would have for any of our listeners and for the future of transportation here in Northwest Indiana?
I just really hope everyone can participate in the planning process. You know, for me as a professional in planning, I love it, of course. So I'm a nerd about transportation planning. I hope everyone else can find their inner nerd to join us.
Well, again, I think it's just that you know, we've seen our participation, our public participation in a lot of these meetings going up, you know, the activities with social media and just the things, you know, sometimes people can't make meetings, but there's other opportunities for them to be involved in this planning process. So we're excited that you're here. Welcome to Northwest Indiana. We look forward to working with you. Look forward to having you back on the show very shortly to give our listeners updates on what's going on with NERPC. And that will do it for today's edition of the Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Trey Wadsworth, Director of Transportation for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission. And Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.